Brother Brett McLaren from the Woodvale Congregation will now consider the final part of the symposium, Praise Jehovah as Long as You Live, Adults.
Why does a house need maintenance? Well, it's because it's exposed to the elements. And without maintenance, very quickly, a house will start to look worn. And left long enough, it can become completely worn out and really lose its beauty. Well, you know, as adults serving Jehovah in these last days, we're like a house in the sense that we too are exposed to difficult conditions. Whether it be raising a family, making a living, these things aren't easy. And then in addition to this, more and more we hear of brothers and sisters who are dealing with really complex issues. So all of this combined upon our shoulders can really weigh us down. It has the potential of wearing us out, damaging our spiritual beauty, and even causing us to stop bringing praise to Jehovah. But that doesn't have to happen. We have examples in the scriptures of faithful ones who, though they dealt with very challenging situations, they were able to continue praising Jehovah. One such example is Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul. Do you recall some of the challenges that he faced? Well, just to summarize a couple of the big issues that he dealt with, when he was a child, he was injured, his legs were injured, so he had to deal with this disability through his entire life, which no doubt was a real challenge and discouragement for him. And then later on in life, he was slandered by one of his servants, Ziba, to King David. Now, King David actually believed the slander. So can you imagine how Mephibosheth must have felt that King David would believe a lie about him? And then, when Mephibosheth was exonerated, King David didn't return all the property that he had taken away from him back to Mephibosheth, but he only gave half of it back. And he let the liar Ziba keep the other half. Can we appreciate how this might have disappointed Mephibosheth? How he could have even been stumbled, maybe being bitter, maybe even blaming Jehovah for what had happened? Well, we could appreciate how that might have happened, but it didn't. In fact, take your Bible, please, and let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 19, and we'll read verse 30 together, and we'll focus on how Mephibosheth reacted. But really, what can we learn from this? So verse 30 takes place right after Mephibosheth learns that Ziba is going to keep half of his property. Now notice what it says. At this, Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take it all. Now that my lord the king has come to his house in peace." What an outstanding example of humility and being willing to yield to the wishes of King David. And did you notice too how he focused on the good that Jehovah had just performed? How Jehovah had returned King David to his rightful place on his throne in Jerusalem. So it was displaying these fine qualities during a challenging time that enabled Mephibosheth to continue to bring praise to Jehovah. Well, similarly, as adults today, we can continue to give praise to Jehovah even when dealing with challenging circumstances. Let's look in on a demonstration here. As two elders encourage a sister who is in danger of being stumbled by the recent actions of a brother in the congregation.
We want to assure you that the way Brother Davis acted toward you was wrong. And as you can see, as a body of elders, we have taken steps to correct matters.
So Naomi, how are you doing now?
I'm still struggling with what happened. He was a responsible brother. It's very discouraging.
Those feelings are understandable. You know, when something like this happens, we have to decide if the pain we feel will cause us to slow down or even stop serving Jehovah. You know, there's a beautiful scripture in Psalm 16 and 8 that helps guide our thinking when we face things like this. May we share it with you? It's Psalm 16 and 8. And it says there, I keep Jehovah before me constantly. Because he is at my right hand, I will never be shaken. We have to do our best to keep Jehovah before us constantly. That means focusing on Jehovah and our relationship with him, and not on the actions of imperfect humans.
And Naomi, let me ask you this question. What are some of the good things that you have enjoyed as a result of knowing and serving Jehovah?
Well, there are so many things. I have the truth, and I have a hope. I have good friends.
Yeah, and none of those things have changed. If you let discouragement stop you from serving Jehovah, will that make things better?
No, it won't change what happened. It will only make things worse. But why did Jehovah allow this to happen?
Well, we know that Jehovah is not the cause of our problems. He does not want us to suffer. But he does allow each person to make individual choices. And wrong choices can hurt others. When this happens to us, we have the opportunity to make a choice to remain loyal.
And remember the account of Joseph? Jehovah didn't shield him from the actions of his brothers or other injustices. When Joseph was a slave and later a prisoner, in Genesis 39:23, notice what it says here. Genesis 39:23, it says, Jehovah was with Joseph. So he made the way out for him. And Jehovah will be with you too. It's just as Psalm 16 and 8 says, because he is at my right hand, I will never be shaken.
Thank you, brothers. That is encouraging.
Well, you're welcome, Naomi. Let's just talk a little bit more about how you can continue to gain strength from Jehovah.
We certainly want to thank our participants for demonstrating how important it is that we focus on our relationship with Jehovah and the good that he has done in our behalf. So isn't it true that when we see an older home that has been well maintained, it's a real credit to the owner? When we see that house, we can tell that that owner really cares and has been willing to put in the proper maintenance and look after that house. Well, that's certainly the case. Well, as we think about that image in our mind for a moment, ask yourself this question. As servants of Jehovah, what kind of owner or God do we have? Well, the scriptures leave no question as to the answer to that particular question. Maybe 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7 automatically comes to your mind. Remember how it says straight out that God cares for you. So yes, our God or our owner is one that cares for us. So knowing that, how does that help us to deal with the pressures that we face as adults? Well, first, it helps to reassure us that Jehovah knows what we're going through. So perhaps we're dealing with a problem that has no simple solution. Or maybe we're dealing with a problem that might not be fully resolved in this system of things. Well, we can have confidence that Jehovah knows and understands exactly what we're going through. But he does more than just understand. You see, the fact that he cares, we can be sure that this motivates him to give us what we need, to give us the maintenance we need in order to be able to maintain our spiritual beauty so that we can continue to bring praise to him in spite of the challenges that we're faced. Now, we know this is the case when we look at the scriptures and we see some of the expressions Jehovah makes about common challenges we face. You know, two of the issues that we face today that are often listed as the most stressful for adults are financial problems and failing health. These things both can really wear us out. So how does Jehovah help us? How does he reassure us with both of these issues? Well, first of all, with financial problems, whether it's just keeping up to the cost of living or maybe it's finding a job in this difficult economic times that we're in, whatever the case may be, what were we reassured in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33? Do you remember that? Where Jesus said, if we keep seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, or in other words, if we're determined to keep praising Jehovah, all these other things will be added to us. So the scripture doesn't tell us exactly how Jehovah will provide for us in this time of the end, in each one of our situations. But it doesn't have to, because he promises us. He gives us a guarantee that if we're determined to obey him and to seek first the kingdom, he will make sure that we have the necessities of life. Doesn't that take the edge off? Doesn't that comfort us? Well, definitely. And how about those that are suffering with failing health? You know, sadly, it's not just those that have been adults for many decades that are suffering with illness. More and more we hear of young adults that are also dealing with this trial. Well, please turn to Psalms 41, and we'll read verse 3, and we'll see what Jehovah says in this situation. So Psalms 41 and verse 3. So the whole 41st Psalm, King David was inspired to write to the one that was determined to be righteous. Now notice in verse 3 regarding the one that has become sick. It says, Jehovah will sustain him on his sick bed. During his sickness, you will completely change his bed. So once again, this isn't the time for Jehovah to give us a miraculous cure. That's coming, but this isn't the time. But we do have the promise that Jehovah knows our situation and will sustain one that is sick. We'll give him the strength to endure the situation, but not only that, we'll give him the strength to be able to continue to keep their Christian qualities and be able to continue to give praise to Jehovah even at that trying time. And did you notice in the second part of the verse the illustrations that is used to show just how close Jehovah is to one that is sick? Let's just look at that again. It says, during his sickness, you will completely change his bed. Well, you can't change somebody's bed from a distance, from across town, across the street, in the next room. You have to be in the same room. So what a beautiful illustration to help us to see how Jehovah feels and how close he is to the one that is suffering failing health, but determined to serve him. So yes, Jehovah will give us what we need. So when we reflect on the fact that Jehovah cares for each one of us, it helps us to appreciate how much he understands our situation and how he will give us what we need to maintain our spiritual beauty. Doesn't that really deepen our love for our God, Jehovah, as a theme of our assembly talks about? Well, certainly it does. And we can be confident he will not let us down. But there is something that we need to do as well. We can't leave it all on Jehovah. You know, we've been talking about maintenance a little bit throughout the talk here. So any good maintenance program requires a little bit of effort and consistency. Well, what has Jehovah given us to help us to maintain our spiritual beauty? Well, he's given us meetings and the opportunity to share in the ministry. Now, it's true, these things both take time and energy on our part. But these activities do not burden us. They bring us refreshment and strength from Jehovah. So it would be a mistake to put these things aside, to feel that we could continue to praise Jehovah without putting in the work, as it were, and making these things a priority. And for parents, family worship is an extension of this arrangement. We cannot afford to allow the anxieties of life to crowd out our regular family worship program. So what have we learned in this symposium? Well, there's really two points that really stand out, and they're highlighted in the 146th Psalm. So please turn there with me. So Psalms 146, and we're going to look at verses 2 and 5. So first of all, 146 and verse 2 says, I will praise Jehovah all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. So this symposium has really helped us to see, no matter what our age is, what stage of life we're in, we have the privilege and responsibility to give praise to our God, Jehovah. The second point that we learned is highlighted in verse 5. Happy is the one who has the God of Jacob as his helper, whose hope is in Jehovah his God. So we can't do it on our own. We need Jehovah's help. So take advantage of all the provisions that he makes available to us so that we can maintain our close relationship with him. And that is why we so much appreciated the reminders in this symposium. So children, remember Samuel and be determined to obey Jehovah even when those around you are doing what is bad. And teenagers, remember Josiah and the Shulamite girl and resist negative influences and be determined to take a stand for what is right. And as for us adults, we can think about the example of Mephibosheth and be determined to praise Jehovah despite complex problems. So let's take a look at our review question for this symposium. And the question is, how can we succeed in praising Jehovah? And the answer, with the scriptures that were read, Psalms 104 and verse 33, and also Psalms 146 verses 2 and 5. So on those scriptures, we could comment that regardless of our age, if we rely on Jehovah for strength to overcome the challenges we face, we will be able to praise him for as long as we live. So just to repeat that, regardless of our age, if we rely on Jehovah for strength to overcome the challenges we face, we will be able to praise him for as long as we live. So no greater privilege could we have as humans than to bring praise to our Creator. So make it your resolve to let nothing, no challenge stand in your way or prevent you from praising Jehovah throughout your life. Yes, for all of eternity.
Thank you, brothers. We are determined to keep on praising God throughout our entire life.